Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. God bless the dream chasers. If you got a dream, keep chasing it. Never let nobody hate you out your dreams. You're gonna make it. Yeah. I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. So we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it.
I know how it feels on a late night, swimming with the great whites, drowning in the deep waters. Know you got three daughters, could use some resources. Nah, we just need order. I got my own bad news, fuck a reporter. Niggas ain't even safe, they wanna deport us. I'd rather keep us boxed in on the street corners. If you gon' stop and frisk a nigga, shit, at least warn us. My dog still on probation, they got a leash on us. Far from stupid, in fact, I'm smarter than Harvard students. Spark the movement and put an end to this garbage music. Got me thinking like this can't be life. Stupid ass niggas voted for the Antichrist.
I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. So we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it. Yeah, it was hell here. My people killing in the 12 here. Got my mama black card and she was just on welfare. That's goals. Did it on my own, I got myself here. When God asked me, do I want this shit? I said, hell yeah, I'm ready. When I put the crown on, it was heavy. I was drowning in my past like when Katrina brought the levees in New Orleans. In my city, to them kids, I'm like Jordan. Every move I made like chess, it's important. I just went against the system, spending nights trying to reform it. Late night thinking, I could lose my life just from doing this. It's a sacrifice, I know it won't be right if I forfeit. But I do it for the young kings that never had no voices. Real. I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. So we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make it.
Okay, I reminisce the cold days in wintertime. Got home by dinner time. 7-Eleven runs, Gatorade flavor, lemon lime. Hot Cheetos, Arizona's oranges, clementine. The first job I ever applied for was Finish Line. Sometime a nigga be forgetting, then remember I'm savior of the rap shit, the leader of the renaissance. Self-appointed, well-anointed for my endeavors. I'm iron cheddar, applying pressure to find setups. The rap game is based upon what niggas lying better. If truth is told, then you can grow and die and never know I'm everlasting. Better grasping and singing life. I heard me hook and I told him to sing it twice.
I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. So we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gonna make it.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
peace and love. Welcome back, everybody. Can I get a one in the chat room if you guys can hear me loud and clear? Welcome back, everybody. Good to see you. Good to be back. Let's go ahead and get a mic check. Drop those ones for your boy. And let me see, because I'm working with new settings. The audio bit rate is lower than recommended. You're going to just tell me that. 28, shit, I'm using like 196. I'm going to ignore that. We got ones in the chat room. Today we're going to be talking about the crystal skulls and the emerald tablet. So there's this series on Netflix called Stranger Things. I'm not through with it yet, but I've been binge watching it. Within this series on Netflix called Stranger Things, I mean, buddy, listen, if you've been following Bro Sanchez a while, then you need to watch that series, Stranger Things, Netflix, because that's going to show you guys everything that we're talking about the divine feminine, the sacred portal, or this womb that's at the North Pole. And not only that, but this portal, this divine feminine, is a type of advanced technology. So when we think about a great mother, think of like a great motherboard. We're talking computer language, a motherboard, right? Father delivers the software. Mother delivers the hardware. The consciousness is the sperm, and the mother builds your computer. Tower inside of her feeder bag. That's the body. Your body is a supercomputer. And the software was put inside of this computer by the father that implanted consciousness to egg. Got a lot to talk about. Was I going to pull up? I don't want to give any spoilers, because some of you just out going to watch Stranger Things. I don't want to be telling what's happening. I'm not going to give no spoilers. Right? Everything that I'm going to do is just reconfirm what the stuff I've been teaching. I'll show you little images from the movie or from the series, rather. From that, you can make your own conclusions. I do want y'all to watch that Stranger Things. Okay, and trying to find this portal. And before we get into the crystal skulls and the emerald tablets, I want to let you guys know, I'm not doing this in no particular order. I'm just going to be throwing a bunch of stuff at you that's going to have you like, whoa, okay? All right, so prepare yourself for that. Since we already talked about Stranger Things, I'm going to go ahead and do some symbolism concerning Stranger Things right now. In Stranger Things, right, there's this portal. And this portal leads in and out of our Earth dimension, and it allowed them to explore other Earth dimensions. This particular portal in the movie Stranger Things, it leads into the underworld. All right, or what they call the upside down world. I keep telling you guys, this is what Dante called the inferno. We got to get our sacred geometry on. If you like sacred geometry, drop a one in the chat room. This is what Dante called hell. Inferno, right? And the movie Stranger Things, they call this the upside down. So when you go and watch the movie or the series, you'll see what I'm talking about. Up a second, guys. I'm going to load up some images at this time. on my computer. So give me a second. I'm opening up some things right now. About the upside down. So here is a layout of our cosmology here. The top are what we call the heavenly realms, and at the bottom are what we call the underworlds. And the opposite of upside down is downside backwards. This is what it means to be evil or going through a degraded cycle. This is what it means to be on a path to dissension. You ain't evolving, you de-evolving. That's what the different universes represent. Souls in the bottom are on an endless path of condemnation and just bad karma. This underworld right here is an alternate realities of all of our particular universe up here. It's playing itself out into an infinite amount of probabilities. In those underworlds, you got souls and even versions of yourself that are imprisoned there, and they never going to be knocked out. These are the worst parts of ourself and the worst, what we call strands of the universe. It's like a prison system. These particular conscious beings are on a cycle of endless karma, and they ain't trying to undo their karma. They're actually creating more and more karma, and they don't give no fucks, and they pride themselves in the fact that they're weighing themselves down and downward and downward into the inferno, because the more karma that you pick up, the more weighed down. That's why they said be light as a feather. So you have a group of people that are on a downward path of descension in this underworld, and a group of people striving for upward ascension in the heavens, badder and badder experience, while people here going worse and worse. And in the middle, you just have a group of people that's living like a combination of good and bad, and they can be stuck in this middle part forever and ever. Decide whether they want to go on a path of descension or ascension, or they can just stay where they at in this middle realm, and just that's just neither or. It's almost like a place where we decide. But check this out, guys, because we're finna walk our way into the whole deepness of this bill today. This part right here is what they call the upside down. In the movie Stranger Things, they give you this. This represents the upside down world, or what they call hell, when you go watch the series. And what they really showing you is this world. Upside down. It's an inversion of our world. It's like, put it this way. You know how when you stand up in the sun, your shadow is always upside down to you? Shadow is called the hell man. They even call hell Hades. And if the word Hades is a Nordic word for shade, if you take the S at the end of Hades and move it to the front, you will get shade. Shade man, or the dark man, represents Hades. It represents a reflection of ourselves in these underworld universes. The higher self represents the light above, then the lower self represents the evil you that's buried in the underworld, or the shadow that you see that you're casting. One thing they say that you cast a shadow, the same way they said Satan was casting out of heaven. Now they say that heaven is a realm of light, but Satan, this dark monster, was casted down. Well, that's just your shadow. That's the shaded isle of Bohemia, shadow. This right here, when you talk about shad, you're talking about Sod, the dirt man, Sodom. What you're talking about is your human version. The lower self is represented by the shadow. And the shadow is always upside down, projecting itself into the upside down world. It's like the picture show. So this upside down version of our universe, it's almost like our universe is casting a shadow, okay? And it's casting that shadow upon the waters. These waters are what separate the above from the below. Let's take a look at it. See here? What makes this mountain range, creates this upside down sort of world, is the fact that the was separated by the lake that's allowing the one at the top to cast itself downward. See, in the Bible, it said that God casted Satan down. It didn't say that Satan casted God up. You know why? Because the real self is the higher self, represented by the mountain range that's above the water. And this is why the ancestors said, keep your head above the water. See, the reflection ain't real. This completes the universe in what we call the dual. The real and the fake makes a path, and that's what creates the totality. See here, that's called polarity. But the real is always represented by what? The upright version. Upright version, not the upside down. If I asked you, where's the real man at? You wouldn't point at the shadow. You would point at the one that's standing upright and not the upside down, the demon, what you represented by the shadow version. So this reflection of you ain't the real self. That's what they call in the ego. So, y'all see what I'm saying? In the series Stranger Things, they gave us a clear depiction of this realm. And I think that's interesting, the fact that in the movie, they opened up a portal, and the portal led to the underworld. And I think that's what they're trying to do with CERN. I think evil people with the power to open up a portal will open up a portal to the heavens. I believe they will open up a portal to the pits. And there are all kind of demonic things come out of these pits, just like the Bible said. When they open up this portal, see, these people are making synthetic organisms and life forms. But these life forms don't have a consciousness. Could upload different consciousness into these synthetic life forms. These consciousness don't have to originate solely from Earth. If there are consciousness that is on the other side of this portal in the underworld, if there is consciousness that is in the heavens, you can allow any of these spirits to enter this vessel just like you did when you was born. You was a spirit that entered your vessel, your craft, your body. They have learned how to reverse engineer birth or incarnation, and they will be bringing all kind of different consciousness onto the planet in the near future. So not only will there be synthetic life forms that your children will be getting used to, these life forms will have a new wave, new forms of consciousness. We would be kind of getting a shit cut.
Pause. You guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Haru's Randomness. But I heard this last night, and I had to come on and listen with everybody. And we'll discuss in the last hour. But guys, the thing about uploading consciousness, the movie Get Out, fiction and how they upload consciousness to different bodies and brains. We all know that there are clones and there are synthetic people out here that look very much so like the real thing. You know what I mean? So what he is talking about, guys, yes, okay. What he is talking about, guys, is when we, like, they, I feel that there are mad scientists, not the original scientists, but there are mad scientists, i.e., the synthetic beings, who practice this mad science with the help of probably our original scientist, Dr. Strange, who, you know what I mean? If you go back and watch Black Lightning, in season three, you'll see how they have been having a lot of our native scientists who are alive and well in our now moment, and they use their intelligences, even if that's the word, they use their intelligence in order to, you know, advance their mad science agendas. So I feel that we are all clones of the original, first of all. And I feel that a lot of us, the reincarnation that we think, a lot of it is our consciousness that is being re-uploaded back into the simulation. It's deep, you guys, but many of us are definitely onto something. Many of us definitely already know the truth about it, yet we kind of tell the story in bits and pieces because we want to control agendas. You know what I'm saying? But many of us are kind of coming away from who only seek to control agendas because we really, 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 really want to know what the fuck is going on. I respect Bro Sanchez because he's one of those that I value. All right, guys.
For sure. It'll be new to us. So we will, in other words, this is what the alien invasion is going to be. Aliens are going to come to the earth in our time. They're priming us for that now. I'm working my way toward the grand finale. Walk with me, y'all. I'm going somewhere. Here's what Dante called the Inferno. Check it out. It's Dante's Inferno. What Dante was showing us was the upside down that they're talking about in Stranger Things. Take a look at it. You find it strange that here is an image from Stranger Things showing us the upside down world. And this is Dante Inferno hundreds of years ago telling us what hell is like. Now, the Bible said that in our time, the gates of hell or the pits of hell, the bottomless pit, will be opened up, and that demons and Satan and all that will be able to kind of run free on the earth. Well, that's what the CERN shit is all about. See, I don't believe in red dragons. You know what I believe in? I believe in them people resurrecting their forefathers back to do the shit that they did before. Can you imagine King David, Adolf Hitler, Napoleon, and all of them being resurrected on the earth in our time, bringing forth another crusade? That's what I'm talking about. And this time, their armies will be robots and drones and synthetic life forms like they're talking about in Revelation in the Bible, all these crazy apocalyptic creatures making war with humans. Okay? Well, I do think that they got the power to resurrect their forefathers. They was talking about resurrecting Hitler not too long ago. And you got to think about that. If they got the power to resurrect souls and they want to go resurrect the evil people, to that day, they want to go resurrect Hitler. They don't want to go resurrect the innocent little girl that shouldn't have died anyway from the hands of some killer. How about we resurrect them? So they want to resurrect the murderers and shit, the madmen. The man with the, you know why they want to resurrect Hitler? They want to see what kind of mind he had to be able to run the world like that. They only want to resurrect the people that can teach them how to do more of the same shit they already doing. Check this out, guys. Been trying to resurrect the pharaoh, the priest, the king. King said when he died, he left his scientists a lot of money, and he left the body with them. They preserve the body just like they do today. They've got some of the most advanced perk preserving technology. The king said he wants his body preserved because eventually scientists will achieve immortality. And when they achieve it, if they can get cells from his body, they can bring him back to life in another body. Because your consciousness is holographic and fractal in nature, and a piece of it reproduce you. This is how you get alternate versions of yourself in dream worlds. You've already been copied this way. We're fractal. This copying is what makes us immortal and why we can never die. Because Mother Nature basically have copied your consciousness an infinite amount of times. So you can't run out of bodies to get in. And every time you lose a body, you gain one. And this here is the secret of immortality. Let's go back to the screen share. In the series Stranger Things, here's what the portal looked like. Now, our ancestors called this the Tree of Life. This is from the series Stranger Things. Here's what the portal looked like. Gets you in and out of the Earth realm into other dimensions. This is flat Earth cosmology, what they're giving you. This is what the ancestors called the Tree of Life. When the Bible talked about Jonah going into the mouth of the whale and coming back out again, he was talking about Jonah going into the Stargate or the Tree of Life portal. Check this out. Get Jonah going into the whale mouth. Now look at this image here. What this is an electromagnetic energy field. And what you see right here, look at here. The middle right here, this is a black hole, y'all. And this is light being sucked into a black hole. Jonah represents the light. So you can suck into the black hole, which is the mouth of the whale. Look at that. Jonah is a form of the god Shu. Shu was also living inside of the whale, which is the goddess Nut. Y'all see that? So the name Shu is Chu, is representing where this chewing take place at, or this eating, this last supper, this broken bread that Jesus talked about. This is where the chewing or the feasting take place, okay? Because the soul is entering the Stargate, and it looked like it's being swallowed up. Chewed up. Oh, we tell stories about Saturn eating up souls, but the whale is a form of Saturn. And this earth is gobbled your soul up. Your soul fell into this sky vault right here. You see where my mouse pointer at? That's how you get to the earth, through the sky vault. Everyone on earth, they came here through this portal. This the Tree of Life. And looked it like a whale ate us up. And that's the story of Jonah. It's each and every last one of us. When Jonah got swallowed up by the whale, he started his life in the simulation, just like Shu inside of Nut. But when his life is over, the whale gonna spit him back out, just like Jonah got spit back out. So when you die, your soul gonna exit this same sky vault that it came in. Like the whale gonna spit you back out. So these popes in the Dagonian priesthoods wore fish hats, but they ain't telling you what kind of fish it is. It's a whale. And see, the reason they got a whale on top of their head, because their pineal gland represents Jonah, or that little dot that you see in the Pac-Man game that's been swallowed up. That's Jonah in the whale. Check it out. Here go the pineal gland, a little bitty ball of light, a little dot. And the reason that the priest got on a fish hat with the mouth open on the head is the story of Jonah getting swallowed up in the whale. This hat is right on the pineal gland. And that's a game we play called Pac-Man. And in Japanese, they call it Pokemon or Pokemon, where they capture the soul inside of a ball. It's the same game.
game we play in America, we call it Pokemon. They call it Pokemon, but it's the same ritual. So that they got a priest wore a Pac-Man mouth or a Jonah whale on their head right by a pineal gland to symbolize how the consciousness was swallowed up inside of the sky vault. And also the reason, see, when it's your birthday, you get the first slice of cake. You know why? Because when you cut that cake, it looked like the sky vault. And when everybody was born, we all was, our birthday is represented by us going through that sky vault. And that sky vault looked like the Pac-Man with his mouth open. And that's why the birthday boy gets the first slice. Because when you cut that cake with one slice, you get the broken bread that Jesus was talking about. And it's a seven-layered cake, just like our universe, a seven-layered cake. And it's cut in the middle. And guess what? They only cut one slice. Only cut one slice. When Jesus broke the bread, he split it right down the middle to symbolize this. Check it on out there. Take a look at that. See, this flat earth shaped like a loaf of bread. See, when you look at a loaf of bread, it's shaped like a treasure chest. And when you break the bread, that's what the ritual is about, the broken bread. Talk about the sky vault. And see, where the bread is broken at is where the star Polaris is. So this symbolism of Pac-Man is constantly playing itself out. Because where this thing is broken at, you got a big dot right here getting swallowed, just like the Pac-Man game. You see, this whale is always swallowing up a ball. And like I said, when this thing is cut open, they don't cut a bunch of slices. It's just cut one slice. That's the stabo. And that's why when your birthday comes, that one slice, that first slice is for the birthday boy. It represents when you came through this slice, through this sky vault. That's why you got to get the first slice. If someone else eat that first slice, man, it's like they ruined the ritual. Can you imagine that? It's your birthday and somebody else get that first slice. It'll never happen. You know why? Because humans are ritualistic and we don't know why. See, the North Pole will never let it happen. The rituals we do on Earth is micro and macro. We don't know that we tied into a grand ritual that's happening in the heavens. Now, for us to understand about the crystal skull and the rest of the stuff, the Emerald Tablet, you got to let me go here with you. You got to let me start right here with you. So let's move, because part of this is Stranger Things, too. And that's why I'm telling you about Jonah and the whale, because in this series, they're showing you that the whale ain't nothing but a portal to the Earth. The mouth of the whale is the portal to the earth, and the belly of the whale is where you at now. You're inside of the belly of the beast. When it's time for that whale to spit you out, it's at the end of your life, like Jonah. So the word whale is the word world, and the word world is also the word W-H-I-R-L, because our series of flat earth rings are like a vortex system, like a tornado. A tornado is a bunch of rings, starting with a small one on the ground, get to a big one at the top, just like the Dante Inferno that I showed you. Remember, I just showed you that. Let's go back to it. Our world is literally a whirlwind or a vortex. It's holographic light, making a Fibonacci spiral. And this is how Dante gave you the Inferno. You take another Inferno and stack it on top of that one, it'll give you a diamond. When you make them back to back, so the universe would be a diamond or an hourglass. Because if I take this Inferno and put another one beneath it and make them kiss at the tip, you get the hourglass. If you do it the other way, you get the diamond. And that is the law of infinity, because the hourglass is the number 8 through infinity in DNA. But the diamond is also what? The gateway into the hourglass right here. The diamond is the female vagina, or what they call the yoni. So the diamond verse is the yoni verse. She's representing the gateway, and the man representing the perpetuation of the energy, which represented by Kronos, time, cycling the energy into a cycle, a 360 sun and moon each day. Dawn, that's Kronos, that's the fatherly aspect. Portal aspect, the entry and exit aspect is dealing with the woman. And if you see how that play out on Earth, she the one got the power to initiate the sex or not, which is why the number one rape victims are women, because they got the power to the portal to allow entry and exit. And they got the power to allow entry and exit to heaven. So how that play off in the world is, heaven to a man is between a woman's legs, but he can't access it if she don't open up the gates. So when you go ahead and watch this series, Stranger Things, they're basically entering what the ancestors said was the divine womb. It's a Stargate portal. Now, women, what you got to realize, hold on, let's take a commercial break.
Be sure to select all so that you can receive notifications every time we go live and upload to the channel.
Well, now check it out. In this series, Stranger Things, they were basically entering, exiting dimensions through the divine womb. And the reason I wanted to talk about this today, because I wanted all the women who follow me and rock with me to look between your legs and think about what's on the screen. Women, you need to realize how sacred you are. You are the gateway into the earth. Act like it. You are a living portal. You are a walking stargate. And you don't know that, though. I wanted to show you that today. And I hope it means something to you to know that in between your goddamn leg, you women out there, is one of these right here. It's what that pie slice is. It's what this pie slice is. Hanging in between your legs is connected to Polaris, women. Women, the other side of the portal in between your legs leads to fucking heaven. Do you hear what I'm saying? I was a soul that came to this earth from heaven. I'm a fallen angel. Well, that means that my mama is a gateway that connects heaven to the earth. Oh, man. Hey, you want it? Oh, man. Hey, listen, women better realize something now. You need to look at your pussy as some advanced technology. They trying to duplicate your pussy right now, and guess what they calling it? A wormhole. Show these women something. You already got this, women. Women, in between your legs, time is being bent. You are connecting two dimensions in between your legs. I mean, this is your coochie right here, women. Look at here. Fibonacci call it the Fibonacci spiral. People, women, that thing in between your legs is alive. And it got a mind of its own. Just like in this series, Stranger Things, the portal was alive. The portal was always contracting, expanding like a pussy. And men kept going in and out of it. This is the technology that destroyed Babylon, women. You know why? Because our ancestors started sharing this shit with everybody like fools. That's when you started pimping out your hope. Because think about it. If my ancestors built the Stargate, they made a divine womb. In other words, that's called a sacred pussy, my nigga. Let me put it in layman's terms. A divine womb is them reverse engineering what's in between a woman's legs on a big scale, and they calling it CERN. If you look at the CERN, let me show y'all something, because you think a nigga losing his mind. I bet you the women rock with me, though. Let me show you something. This think I'm going crazy. Tell me this don't look like a pussy. These folks have lost their mind. Look at here. They don't want the woman to know how great she are, but they trying to make a big pussy. I can't make this up, man. They have studied what's in between the woman's legs, and it amazed them how life can just come from out that portal in between the woman's legs. Women don't even know what they are. Women, don't you realize that you are the other end that leads to a garter and body? In other words, women, the way by which angels can visit the earth. And you know, like how my interstate allowed me to visit my hometown, and if it weren't for that interstate called I-95 or whatever interstate you take, you wouldn't be able to have a venue to get to where you're going. Women, you're the wormholes, you're the road map, you're the highway for souls entering and exit to the earth. That's what the whole abortion war going on right now. Roe versus Wade. See, this is a spiritual war, y'all. This is a spiritual war. See, what's going to happen is they're going to convince most of the women on earth to kill their babies and just to be abortion. That's because Babylon is being rebuilt on the earth. And in the kingdom of Babylon, everybody sacrificed their children to the devil. It's abortion. And the reason that they aborted their children is because, watch this, they felt like birth didn't have to take place through the woman no more. Why would they think that? Because at the same time they was killing babies and sacrificing them to Saturn, they was killing women, feminine women, like who still want to be mamas and give birth. What I'm telling you, in these ancient kingdoms, they put the hoe on a pedestal, and they was killing the real women and calling them witches. Just like in these cities today, they put your Cardi B's. They put these hoes. These hoes is winning in Babylon. Remember, Babylon was a great whore. Come on now, the mascot for Babylon is a great whore. And you want to know why the hoes winning in Babylon like a fool.
Stupid.
Now, look here. These people making a big vagina, and they studied what the woman is, which is a portal in between the dimensions. They can reverse engineer her vagina into a stargate called CERN. Now, women, when you look at this technology, think about your vagina, because this is what they mimicking. And if you got to think about something. If they're making a big-ass pussy, what are they telling you? We don't need women to give birth no more. Why? Women are the portal for souls to enter and exit the earth. But if man making his own portal, guess what? He don't need women no more. Oh, my God! I didn't come to play today. I came to give you what you need to see this world the way you need to see it to free yourself. Want to know what the war is on women and childbirth? And the war on the womb, because
low battery.
And he don't want no competition. When man makes something, he go kill all the competition that's making what he's making. The people in power ain't going to let no competition coexist with them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be monopoly men. This is how you make a monopoly, by killing the competition. That's the way they play. For the moment they started making their own portals, we saw the attack on women right there. It started way in Babylon when they started opening up portals and talking about stargates and immortality. The Egyptian pharaohs was trying to be immortal, and they started killing women, sacrificing babies. Look what's happening in the world today. We can't make sense out of this madness, but guess what? I'm making sense out of it. Ain't what I'm saying making sense. I do the thorough research. These folks making their own portals for life to enter and exit the earth. What do they need women for? making the old wound, showing you what's going on the earth. And now we got to move on and work our way up to the more things we got in the title here. Now, for this first hour, we got to do Stranger Things and the Divine Wound. And after this first hour, we're going to take a two-minute break, and we're going to come back and get into the main title, The Crystal Skull, the Emerald Tablet, and I'm going to tie all of this into that. So now let's keep it moving. So like I said, this is the portal from Stranger Things. Let me show you something. God spoke to Moses in a burning bush. Now watch this. See, I try to open y'all's third eye with the symbolism. They don't want y'all to see the one code that they hide. Now check this out. This is how God spoke to Moses. Now, why did they tell this story? God don't exist in the earth dimension. God exists in heaven. So for God to talk to Moses, God had to open up a goddamn portal on the earth. Telling you, they've been practicing this Stargate technology for so many years, y'all. CERN is old. They got a god called Cernunnos that they used to worship back in the day. And that god represents the CERN portal. Go look up the god Cernunnos. That's an elk god that represents the doggone ancient CERN portal to the north.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go very deep today, like the joint. My dog's going to bark now, so I'm going to do the barking. But check it out. This burning bush is in Stranger Things. Hold on, we finna get to it. Let the dog stop barking, guys. Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
You don't like that.
And don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell. Be sure to select all so that you can receive notifications every time we go live and upload to the channel.
So like I was saying, if you look at this portal that they showing in Stranger Things, okay, here, this is what the portal that allowed Moses to talk to God. Guess what? In Stranger Things, they was going in this portal to talk to this God, this monster, this divine, like big, it was some kind of reptilian God, this demon, like Satan or something. Drop a one if you watch your Stranger Things and you know what I'm talking about. Drop a one. The God of the Bible is a serpent God. It's a reptilian God. The symbol of Christ was a serpent staff. If you go look at the movie Stranger Things, when they went inside of the portal, there was this demigod fucking everybody up. And that was the god El, the reptilian. It was like a dinosaur-type, alien-like creature. This predator-like creature they keep showing you, I saw it before in one of my dreams as a child. But I ain't finna go there, though, because you start looking stupid when you talk like that. But I was scared of this thing. And I'm going to tell you, right now, I can't wait to see it. I'm going to beat the fuck out of it. I'm a grown man now, Daddy. I ain't scared of boogeyman. I beat him up now. I guess that's why I don't have them nightmares no more. See, the boogeyman only pick on kids. Because you can't scare no grown man. We will beat them horns up off your red-headed ass, nigga, for real. That shit does not work on a grown man. Rawr! Nigga, your breath stink. You just that hot-ass breath in my face. Funky breath-ass demon. When you get grown, you become a badass. Then, nigga, I'm the boogeyman, nigga. That's why you don't have them dreams no more. The boogeyman scared of you now. So you can't have boogeyman dreams no more because the bully want to pick on kids. The bully like to pick on kids. I wish you would rile on my grown ass with that hot breath at 37. They think you're going to get away with it like when I was a child with that hot breath in my face. Okay. Okay. Check this out, y'all. Yeah. In Stranger Things, the boogeyman was fucking them up. See? But then me. But check this out, y'all. They was going up in that, and the god L was fucking them up. See, this the reptilian on your money, that demon on your money. This is all, see, this is the god that they worship. This is a god that's caught up in between the earth dimension and heaven. See, Jesus never went back to heaven. Jesus went into this fucking portal right here. Jesus live inside of the astral realm like Freddy Krueger, like Freddy Krueger. Watch this. Jesus is Freddy. Jesus is a demigod. He lives in the walls, man. He's trapping souls in the walls. And what I mean by that is there's a thin layer between our world and the next world, and this God trying to hold you up in between that layer in the wall. It's a hole in the wall. Pink Floyd talked about it. They named the album The Wall, and they got the souls trapped in there. Watch this.
One of my favorite albums.
You look up the word Floyd, do your etymology on it. Floyd is pussy. I can't make this up, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Do your homework. Go do the etymology on the word Floyd. You will see why Floyd is pink, because they talking about pink pussy. I can't make
this
up. The rock group Pink Floyd is naming themselves Pink Pussy.
Well,
and what they talking about is what Uzi Vert had on his fucking forehead. Look. Uzi Vert put the pink pussy or the pink Floyd on his forehead. Do your etymology on Floyd and do it meticulous. I'm going to do it for you for this end. Get out. This is what they talking about, y'all. The Stargate right here. This is a portal. Why you think Uzi Vert got it on his third eye? He got it right on his pineal gland. Y'all, that might not even be Uzi Vert. Because when they open up this portal, you can allow souls to enter and exit different vessels. This portal connects to your pineal gland, like Uzi Vert showing you. So you can literally be possessed by different beings that can live in your body. And while they living in your body, guess where you at? You're chilling in the astral realm inside the wall. That's why Pink Floyd is showing you this. Look at the people trapped in the wall. And they showing you the hammers is the only way to break out. That hammer represents Thor, electric energy. You raising your vibration. Trapping folks in the astral realm, that's what Freddy Krueger was doing. Why you think Freddy got on a striped shirt? Because he's Saturn. He's Saturn. So Pink Floyd was trying to tell us something with this artwork. And this is why the Masonic checkerboard is so popular, because it represents this wall. The Masonic checkerboard, why we talk about the Masons are bricklayers, the Masons are dealing with the bricks, because they the gate guards. They the ones building this wall and trapping people in this inner dimension with this demigod. But hold on a second. So they talked about sacrificing souls to Saturn. This is what they was talking about. Putting folks in this alternate universe that they made in the quantum computers. And this is the portal that lead into the quantum computer. The portal can be seen in ancient times as the Kabbalah tree of life. Check it out. Now look at here. Here is the CERN portal. This CERN machine is the modern day burning bush. Think about it. They said CERN is going to allow them to open up a portal. And they said when they open up that portal, CERN is going to tell them how the universe was created. CERN is going to give them all this information. So guess what? CERN is now them talking to God like Moses was doing. That's what they're telling you. We're going to open up a portal with this thing, and you can look at this like the end of a phone receiver. Let me show you how to look at it. This is a line to whatever God these folks worshiping. And I'm not trying to scare you or nothing. This is what CERN is. It's a drill to another dimension. Look at this. Like the phone allow us to connect two people. That's what this is, like one end of a phone. Now, the other end is like the one that's giving us the message, which would be God. Because they saying when they get, when see, like two cups with a string. That's what a wormhole is. You know how you tie two cups to a string? That's CERN is one of those cups. CERN is one of those cups. The other cup is leading out of our world into another dimension. And we're going to be talking to alien life forms in the future. We're going to be, trust me, in your lifetime, everything I say, it come to pass. They're going to make contact with aliens soon. And it's going to using this CERN shit more. So check it out. It's like two cups and a stream. But whatever God they worship and getting all this advanced information from, it's the other cup that's on the other side over here. And that's connected them to this red world. This red world that they're calling Mars, which is a warlike planet. And our ancestors said that the archons that took over this earth, that they fell here from a warlike planet. They called it Marduk. There was even a god called Marduk personifying this planet Mars. Marduk and Maluna, Tiamat, am I striking chords? It's the other side of the CERN machine. They're talking to the Martians already. These are warlike beings, and they're building armies of robots, and they saying they want to implant consciousness in those robots. Where you think the consciousness going to come from?
They already doing it.
This going to be like some Star Wars, Star Trooper type shit on Earth. Robots with real consciousness that you ain't familiar with coming from a whole other darker dimension, the dark side like Darth Vader. So they're going to allow this other consciousness onto the earth, what they open it up. And they channeling information. That's why they said when they open up this CERN portal, guess what they said? They're going to have the knowledge of God after that. Moses was able to speak to God, the same portal technology. You hear? They're the modern-day Moses. See, Moses split the sea and allowed a bridge for the people to cross over to the land of milk and honey. That was a stargate. Moses represents ancient technology. Moses opened up a stargate and let the people pass through the stargate to another dimension. That's what it means to split the waters. When you talk about splitting the waters in Moses, that's what I keep telling you about the Jonah whale and the sky vault. Reverse engineering what's happening in the heavens. Look at here. Moses split the waters, right? Look. Here go the waters above right here. And this God that split them became Christ or Moses or John the Baptist. They call this God many names through many times. But this same God of the heavens, he's responsible for splitting the waters. And the only way you can split the waters is with osmosis. Watch this. That's how you separate the waters with a cyclone.
Oh, shit.
cyclone is what they call in Christ. It puts a split in the waters. I'll show you another God that represent this. We go. Name the Dagda. And this became for it. Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty is the Great Wall of Babylon. In the ancient Nordic, they called it the Dagda. As you can see here, the Dagda. Same color and everything, that little faded blue, same color. People, they just rebuilt Babylon in our time. And I'm trying to get you out of Babylon because Babylon is a mental matrix that's trapping your soul. You can see this doctor is wearing a crown of thorns, and they later told his story with Christ on top of the mountain, just like this doctor is mounted on the stump. Each one of us is a little tree of life that's connected to the big tree. You are a doctor. And his whole shit looks like the brain, don't it? Because this is a fractal code. The pineal gland in the middle of the brain is the doctor, the alien. If you look at the pineal gland in the middle of the left and right brain, looks like an alien. Look. See how I got the alien head? This alien is what they call the little green man. And that little green man is right here, the doctor, the green man. This is why St. Patrick and the Celtic people wore green, to represent the fact that the heart chakra is in the middle of all of them. Let's look at him. And he represents the North Pole, the middle point. Wearing green and talking about the North Pole is talking about the heart chakra in the middle, which is the North Pole. And you can see that the heart chakra and the crown chakra look the same. You see that the heart chakra and the crown look the same because those right there are really the strongest vortexes in the whole system, heart and the mind. So those are the two we use to open up the portal, like we see here. So this vortex that's separating the waters from the waters, this is what's happening at the middle of the earth. Reality is being split, and that is the North Pole. This is what the North Pole is. It's counter space. This is where all of the water represents creation, air, earth, water, wind, and fire. And in this vortex, it represents where non-creation, or what they call ether. This is where the elements are born from. See, and if you look at this and compare this to your brain, this would be the left brain, this would be the right brain, and this would be the pineal gland and spinal cord with the kundalini vortex going up and down that middle part splitting your body. This vortex is what's splitting your body, the kundalini energy. And it's your spinal cord going all the way out the top of your head to your crown chakra, and that's the top of the vortex that's becoming a T. So this symbol of a capital T became the Christian cross with Jesus mounted up on the cross, just like you see the vortex mounted on top of this UFO ship. You see, this showing you how we take off. But this would be Mount Calvary. And this right here is called an osmosis machine. So what the ancestors is telling us is that our earth is a giant osmosis machine. And the process of osmosis is what's stirring up the ether and renewing the elements. Let's take a look at this. This is where the osmosis is taking place at, North Pole. A way to look at it. What we're looking at is where our world ends at, and all of creation it stops, and we enter, and this represents the source of light that's projecting our holographic reality. Ain't nothing physical. nothing physical. That's why you see the light. The real reality, and this is where it ties into Stranger Things. Actually, I'm finna actually get into some, y'all, we finna go very deep. Here go what the ancient Sarah people said. They said inside of this little ball, and they call this Smurfland, Emerald City. They said, or Dwarfland, where the Pygmy said we come from. This is the North Pole Asgard city. You can see the people inside of there and everything, and you can see another whole world inside of this little ball. Now, the ancestors said this little universe is our real home. That universe is so small. Let me show you why. The real you ain't that big. Look, the real you is a dwarf, a little ball of light. So our real home ain't that big. This little bitty ball, it looks just like you. That little ball looks just like you, but it's a tiny copy of you with wings, and they call this the fairy gods. Let me show you something. Big version of you that you call in a human body is being projected outward from this small little dense version, just like the Big Bang Theory, when they say our entire big, because the universe ain't never 1% matter. What are they telling you? That it's a hologram, bro. Even they telling you that. That the densest part of our universe is in the middle where the Big Bang happened at. And they said, that is a little bitty ball of light that's so small it's the size of an apple. So the source light is a little bitty dense ball of light, just like Polaris. You are a little Polaris. And from that little dense ball of light, we project this giant holographic world out. But that world ain't really real. It's holographic. What's real is the projection point. And that's represented by the fairy. Fairy is just a little dense you. It's little, you don't gotta be big. It's more powerful than the big you. Right? It's your energy compressed in itself, like the Big Bang light. And it's so dense and inner. This thing can do things that you can never dream. This the part of you that can fly, basically. So check this out. This is what's inside of your brain. That light, that little box, that's the fairy god. That's a little you. Even in the Men in Black, you can see what I'm telling you. Watch this. It's a little you. It was a little dude. This little dude, right, was inside of a big dude. He's the fairy. He the little dude that's really projecting a big dude outward. See what I'm saying? Bam. He's the doctor. Dude, surrounded by the brain that I just showed you, the chaos god. That's why that god looks like the brain, and he's personifying the pineal gland. Like and share the video. I'll show you two again. This god is what we see here in the Men in Black. The Statue of Liberty is supposed to represent liberation, right? But the pineal gland represents liberation. That's what the fairy represents. See, we won't be liberated until we become our higher self. And that's what this little ball of light is. That's why you see the Statue of Liberty holding a torch. Why you think they light the torch ritual for the Olympics? Olympics is dealing with the Olympians. Gods that live at the North Pole, here they go right here. We are the Olympians. We live at the North Pole right here. We are dwarf deities projecting ourselves outward as giants. Ancestors said a giants live in the outer creation. And if you look at that, that would be our world. We are the giants. We live within creation. Inside of this, this is where creator is. This is non-creation. This is what's creating creation. Creation is creator, meaning
The real you is inside of this little bitty world sleeping, and you dreaming inside of creation as a giant in a lifetime, incarnating in a lifetime. But the real you is a little sleeping dwarf in this little smurf land. Here are another version. Here, inside of this little snow globe, this is the land of the pygmy, what they call Hyperborea. That's the true world. And this true world is projecting the creation outward, just like we see there. See? Here go one carved in the wall. They carved this in the wall. Look, this right here come from Angkor Wat. They carved that in the wall. And today they got everybody talking about UFO ships to hide this knowledge. We reach the center of the earth. Creation ends. We reach the end of the world. That's why when you look at images like this, it look like doomsday, but it ain't really no doomsday. Feeling me? See, they playing with words, man. They turn this into the end of the world, but it literally is the end of the world. It's the spot where our world ends at, but it doesn't mean no doomsday shit. That's where the spookism come in. Check it out. Look. Your AE map. This is a horrible. Let's get a good one. It's going to show you all of the energy flowing to the center of the earth. All that energy is crashing into each other. Boom! And that's where the Big Bang is happening at. Collision. Check it out. All of these lines are like highways. And all of these highways are leaning to one spot. So now it's creating this big collision with all the cars. That's why it's a big bang happening there. Our flat earth model is based on 432 hertz frequency. Cymatics, check it out. Everybody know that the frequency of the earth is 432. And if you put 432 on a cymatic table, that shit'll make the flat earth, my dude. Look.
Please like and share the video. And don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell. Be sure to select all so that you can receive notifications every time we go live and upload to the channel.
Check that out. All of the energy is flowing to the middle. And so it's going to be a big crash right there. And they call that the Big Bang. See, here it goes. You can see all of those lines flowing toward the middle, and they crashing into each other. Boom! And that energy is what's powering our entire universe. They want to scare you and say, oh, it's doomsday, the world ending. Oh, it just mean that the world is ending. Ain't no more creation no more. Just like the Balkan people telling you. Creation ends right here. It ain't nothing to be scared of. It just mean it ain't nowhere else for you to go no more, man. You're going into heaven now. Or the pygmy land. That's all it meant. And people in Mecca don't even know this stuff, y'all. See, we going very deep over here on this channel. And it's growing. Now, can I take a small break? Because when we reached our hour mark, and I'm putting this in parts because I got people that edit these streams, and the breaks help them, and it helps me do commercials as well. So take a 1 minute, 2 minute break, and we're going to come back and get into the main part of the bill, which is tie all of this in to the crystal skulls and the emerald tablets. You don't want to miss that, guys. You don't want to miss it. Stranger Things, they talking about the Stargate or the portal that is at the North Pole. And again, in Pink Floyd album, they showing us this opening in the wall. See, this is the wall right here. Everybody telling you the same thing. Look at it. Look at it. You think it's a coincidence that this come from the series Stranger Things and this come from Pink Floyd? Look. They both got a white tile wall. Look at them. I'm trying to open your third eye up. Look at the white tile wall. look at that. And look at the move from the movie Stranger Things. When you got people coming in and out of this portal, that's why they got the person right there. See there? The wall, man. Because the end of our universe is in the middle. And in the middle is this 360-degree wall tower. It's like a wall in the middle of the house instead of at the edges. That is turns into a pole now where all of our creation just stops at that, able to recreate that technology on Earth. And that's now we can open up portals anywhere. They doing here in this movie. What Pink Floyd showing you, what they showing you in Stranger Things, the opening in the wall that's leading to the other side, all right? So don't go nowhere because I'm going to go very deep when I return, and you don't want to miss this. I don't want to miss where we're going when we get back with the crystal skulls and the emerald tablets.
I'm gonna play something for y'all. Hope you guys are enjoying this. Let me find what I wanted to play for you guys. He is on point about some deep shit. don't listen to his music, y'all. He want to jam. I think he was a rapper, too, Bro Sanchez.
Let's get it. Five beats and five knowledge. You get nothing but the five from your bro. Now, that Stranger Things breakdown that I just did was very key to what we're about to tie into now. All right? Very key. So keep this stuff in mind, and let's go ahead and... So right here we see Jesus and the Vesica Pisces. And from that, this looks like a boat, and a boat is used to travel through the water, and that's what this portal is. It's like a boat. It's a stargate, and we use this to navigate through the waters, which is why I keep showing you the Hebrew cosmos, because when we talk about navigating through the waters, that goes into osmosis that I just told you about. Showed you the water and osmosis right here. This is how we navigate through the water, by drilling a portal through the water. This is like drilling a portal through the water. Think of a wine corkscrew. You know the thing that we open up the wine with, and we screw it to open the wine, to unclog the wine. This right here, that little, that represents the Big Bang. That's how this universe was created. Because when they drilled into this dimension, they unlocked life. It starts, see, ever since, you know how when we, see, everything we do is ritual. You know when they unscrew the wine and they spill the wine everywhere? That's why Jesus said, my cup overflowing. My cup overflowing. See, that's what's happening at the North Pole, y'all. Victory. See, when we want to celebrate victory, we pop. Wine open, and we let the ship out the wine. Why do we do that? We do things and we don't know why we do them. And I'm trying to show you where our rituals come from. Check it out. This is why we do that. Because right here is where we unlocking life at. And it's being unscrewed. And life is being unlocked because of this skyball. Souls can enter and exit this earth. And that's all life is, living and dying, entering and exiting the earth, souls coming and going. And this little corkscrew up here is what unlocked life for God. It allowed for life. That would be Moses. Moses represents, what I'm telling you is the world we in is made by God, but God ain't the creator. Mm. Trying to free your mind. God is the devil. You're in a simulation. And we trying to get back to home, because creation represents something we did, and it casted us out of Eden. And I just showed you that. Let me show. See all of this stuff you see, Uzi Vertman with the pink diamond? Yeah, that's the Stargate portal. They worshiping this demigod, Ern, Sonanos, the god of the elf loud. But that's what I'm telling you. That's what created this avatar body and this simulation in hell. ancient Babylonians made this simulation we in. They're and the fucking Babylonian priest that created this entire inferno, they trying to recopy it and reset it right now because it got an expiration date. So they trying to renew it. You know, like when your license get expired, now you got to go renew your license. That's what the Great Reset is about. Because what the kingdom that they building is not an eternal kingdom. The only eternal kingdom is the one that I showed you. Let me go back to it. Eternal kingdom is in the middle right here. Ask God. Creation is always destroyed and rebuilt over and over. See what I'm saying? All of the souls living outside of Eden, and they out here inside of creation, they the ones that keep experiencing all this drama because they've been casted out of the safe garden. They've been casted down. We're literally in hell right now, guys. When our ancestors in the higher heavens and what they call the Olympic gods, where we come from, where your soul come from, was looking down into this earth, and we were fucking feeling sorry for the souls that were living out lives here. We felt so sorry for them that we came here to help them. And now our journey is coming to a termination, which is why I want to go into the crystal skulls, because when you talk about the Terminator, the fake robotic bodies and stuff, that's what we are. You're like the Terminator movie. Schwarzenegger and them, step bodies. Oh, I'm about to fuck y'all up, man. Let me clear my screen. Tie this in to the crystal skulls. Tie it into the crystal skulls. So check this out. I'm going to show you what it all means in a minute. But first, just think about this, right? They gave you this for Terminator. Now, guess what, y'all? Terminator or terminate, terminal means the end of something. That's why in the movie Terminator, it represents Armageddon or the end of the synth body. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Show you what I'm talking about. If the Bible say the earth going to be tossed into the lake of fire. Guess what the earth is? Your human body. Your human body. Watch this. Lake of Fire was at the end of Terminator, telling you they about to destroy the human body. Ain't going to be no more humans. Getting rid of this prototype, and they building a new type of creature on Earth. Let me show it to you. Phone. Fuck. Here we go. Want to know what the crystal skulls are? It's the new creature that they building on Earth. I can't make this up, man. Watch this. They're literally turning us into cyborgs, holographic avatar, AI robots, holographic AI robots. That's what they're turning us to. Anybody that watched the Terminator movie understand this shit. Try to show you what the crystal skulls is. Your new avatar. Hey, man, look here. Sacred geometry will reveal it all, baby. The movie Ex Machina. Watch this. They got the crystal skull symbolism. Check it out. Crystal skull. Crystal skull symbolism. You think the crystal skulls are. They said in the end of the earth, all of the crystal skulls will be found. You know why? Because everybody going to be in fucking holographic bodies. Everybody going to be these little AI. This is what they want to turn humans into right here. Crystal skulls. Now look,
They say in the end of days, all the crystal skulls going to be found. And science say by 2100, it'll be more of these people walking around than these people. Now put two and two together. You know why all the crystal skulls going to be found in the end of days? Because ain't going to be no more humans, and we're going to look something like this. Crystal skulls becoming more and more hollow. The universe is expanding, is what I'm telling you. And if you think about a ripple effect, the more your world expands, the more hollow that the ripple gets. It fades away. It's less pronounced. It's less defined. We start to fade away and lose uniqueness. And again, it starts to be less defined. And that's the whole attack on individuality. That's why they don't want individuality. They don't want you defining yourself. They want you to be on the same vibration as this telling universe. We're in a Babylonian simulation, and it's nearing its end. So this thing, as life mutates in this world, as it expands and gets more and more hollow, the souls here are going to have to either use technology to maintain their form or get out. And that's what we see happening here. Well, how does it all tie into the crystal skulls? Because they said the crystal skulls are linked to immortality. And that's what the fucking avatar body is linked to, immortality. How do they link the crystal skulls to immortality? How do they link these translucent type skulls with immortality? See all them connecting the dots. See here. This is what the crystal skulls are. Different prototypes of this avatar. It's different types of skulls. Because they're going to make different prototypes of this holographic body for you. See, all of this stuff is always leading back to technology. It's always leading back to some technology. This is literally what the crystal skull is all about. Holographic human. Look at stuff like this. See, this is what it means. This is what they want to do with the human body and the world that the humans inhabit. See, they're creating a new universe right now, the metaverse, and they're going to upload into that. This world right here and this human body is going to be tossed to the in the garbage to them. And guess what's going to happen to it? Meek going to inherit it. That's when it's going to become our paradise. Another man's trash is another man's treasure. These guys abandoning this world, and they trying to take everybody to hell with them inside of their quantum computer, their new metaverse, like they said the devil going to do, try to lead people to hell with him. This Schwarzenegger dude, he said that he wanted all the other Terminators to terminate themselves too and jumping out with him too. But see, that's what freedom is, right? Because we're getting out of these human bodies. This human body is what Arnold Schwarzenegger was, with all the wires in it, that's your veins. This is a prison. This is the cube right here. This is what we got to get out of, because this body is associated with this crumbled simulation. In other words, what am I telling you? Here's what I'm telling you. This. We already created this thing right here, and you're it. We already made these avatars, and this is one of them, the versions of it. They're getting rid of this version, and they're getting a better version now. And that's what the new human is going to be. This is everything is transforming. All energy got to transform. So this old system is being dismantled. It's like all of the infrastructures on Earth in replace of the new systems and smart grid. They're abandoning this old system. And guess who's going to inherit it? All of us. This particular universe will fade into its own dimension as they build another one. Now, the new one that they're building is literally going to be like a place of unimaginable horror. They're going to face problems that they thought, see, the problems we got here ain't nothing to solve. We just got to change our behavior. But the people that lead the world to hell, they don't want us to follow the laws of nature and change our behavior. They'd rather leave the whole world to hell with them inside the metaverse instead of do right. So what's going to be left behind? A whole world full of them, but the people that's fucking with the old world shit. If we decide to upload back into this world, the Archons will be gone. That's what I think they mean by the meek inheriting the earth. He'll take back control over this simulation, and it'll be like a little video game where we came to experience a little bliss, waterfalls, beaches. We'll get that back, so if we choose to come here, it'll be a heaven again. So that's literally how it all started, what Eden was all about, before we fell out of it anyway, so we're going back to that. But how the crystal skulls tie more into this is dealing with technology. And they said, see, these crystal skulls represent the end of the world when you find them all. And if you think about it, that's what the Terminator movie was. That's why they call it the Terminator. Them destroying old technology and bringing in new technology. Because if you remember the Terminator movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger was a different kind of technology than the liquid motherfucker. Let me see. This is what they're making now. This is what we're going into now, programmable matter, or what they call black goo. Now, they got a movie called The Blob. Go watch The Blob, because that's what this dude is. Talk about The Blob. They've been talking about this. This is this ethereal matter. It's plasma-like. You know what I'm saying? But this is what they experiment with now when they say a human's going to be immortal. So this is what the crystal skull technology is about, immortality, and also the skulls represent the end of our world. Because basically all the humans right now, we're like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they're replacing this kind with this kind. The quantum computer, this the whole, this is right here. I can show you better than I can tell you, so. The same thing, look at here. Call it the Blue Man Group too. I think they got something called a Blue Man Group where they showing you this same shit. This is literally what they're about to make on the earth. Reprogrammable matter. You won't need hospitals, right? You can just regenerate your limbs. And this is why everybody talk about reptilian technology and shit, right? Everybody turning this into spookism. But the reptilian technology is literally dealing with ethereal technology. The way that this dude, the matter that you see what he made out of, is the same matter that forms the Stargate. The holy water is what they call it. Let me show you. Once we open up the Stargate, we can begin to... There's all sorts of demigods and interdimensional spirits. These are spirits that's trapped inside the waters. And that's how you get Neptune, Prometheus. Let me show you something. These are demigods. They can't make it to heaven. So they trapped in between the earth and the astral realm trying to mislead souls. Watch this. This is the devil. That's why he's got a trident. They talk about Duke Blue Devils, you know the university, Duke Blue Devils. The Blue Devil is Neptune. The Red Devil is Mars. And that turns into the Democrat and a Republican, the Blue and Red Devil.
See, they've been using this polarity science for a long time. But you got the blue devil and the red devil. They don't tell you about the blue devil, which is Zeus, Neptune, Prometheus, the water god, this Atlantean god that they call Thoth of the Emerald Tablets. Right? This is the Dagon. Dagon has a fish tail because he's this mermaid god. The mermaids don't live on Earth. These are beings that are trapped inside of the, let me show you. If you ever see a picture of Thoth, the Nagini tail, it ain't a mistake. This is the god of the water, just like Hapi. Hapi was a blue god talking about the river of life. It ain't the Nile River, dude. It's dealing with the wormhole, this river. I just showed you that. Everybody think it's talking about the Nile River, but it ain't. It's talking about a wormhole. Look. This is the river of life in heaven. But everybody want to turn it to the Mississippi River, the Nile River, and all, man. This is talking about the skywalker in the sky that I showed you earlier, osmosis, Moses, the crack in the heavens. In the heavens is what they trying to build on Earth. See, when they crack open a portal in the Earth, you can see the waters behind. This is like the static behind the TV channels. Every channel got static in the middle. This is like that, right? In between the dimensions are these little aquariums. And swimming inside of these aquariums are demons or dagons. It's these mermaid beings that's trying to convince you to stay on the Earth. That's why you don't feel no evil when you walk this path. See that if you pull up God to Prometheus and all them, watch this. These are demigods, man. Look at them. This dude resurrected up out the river like the god Happy. See, why you think the Statue of Liberty is a river god and it's blue like this dude? Like I said, a blue man group. Coming up out the portal, man. He's one of these dudes. These are beings that's trapped in those waters and they've mutated. They turned into spiritual sharks. Let me show you some real shit, man. There's these water tubes with shark aquarium. Let me show you how they show you stuff. You can go to one of these, right? And what this is a walk-through aquarium. When you walk through this, it's sharks and all kind of dangerous fish outside of that thing. The only thing protecting you is this tunnel. That's what I'm trying to teach y'all. When we die, we go through this stargate. When we passing through this stargate, we're going to see all kind of sharks and dagons and mythical mermaid-type beings. And that's why the ancestors said, feel no evil as you walk down this pathway on the other side. Just like if I told you to walk down this pathway, you wouldn't be scared of that shark. The ancestors was telling you, listen, man, trust our technology. We ain't going to allow that shit to hurt you. What's going on Earth is we opening up a portal. And when we open that portal, we're not going to be able to hide the creatures that come out. That's why they already trying to get you ready for that with aliens and saying, hey, aliens are real, and making ugly little synthetic organisms. They low battery creatures.
Ooh.
They about to open up the pit. If we're going to be interdimensional creatures, we got to get used to seeing these demigods. Now, this is my new theory that I'm hoping y'all fucking with. I ain't saying I'm spitting facts. I'm trying to the connections. Now, when they build these wormholes and people look through that thing and see all them different
pagan preachers, the government don't have to convince us it's safe. People gonna be like, you sure? Because I see shit swimming in there. And the government gonna be like, yeah, those are aliens. We already made contact with them. They friendly and all that. That's why I'm telling you, they're gonna make contact with aliens in our time. At the same time they start opening these portals. Because when you, we're gonna see these Dagonian like mythical beings. Science already talking about mermaids are real. They already trying to get us ready for this. I believe we're going to see creatures trapped in between the dimensions. These waters right here, Dagon and fish-like creatures like what Jesus is, fish gods. These are the devils, man. Neptune, them. Can't trust them. They like sharks. But the ancestors said we shouldn't be scared of them when we come back home. It's like the owner of this aquarium got to assure your grandma, right, don't be scared. Trust our tunnel. It's built by the best glass, you know, and that's what they call in the firmament dome, the goddess Nut, this little dome here. But the whole thing about it is, the waters, right, that around Nut, because you got to think about it, the sky goddess Nut is this tunnel. But she got the waters around her, too, the waters above. Hey, it's creatures trapped in them waters, man. Even the Mayans said that. The Mayans said that the great serpent is in there. Watch this.
Mm.
Slithering serpent. Old King's called. Chichen Itza, the Maya.
That's probably the creature eating him short.
Beneath their universe was these serpent beings. They go right here. These little serpents on the outside of creation. These are the little demigods that's trapped up in these waters, y'all. This is what the real mermaid is. Now, what I'm telling you is we don't fear those creatures because our technology conquered them, and that's why they mad, y'all.
Mm.
Well, I think that these archons got the ability to project their consciousness into the earth like we do, and this is why Armageddon is taking place on the earth. I don't think they can harm your soul. We crossing over through the Stargate. And that's why the ancestors said, fear no evil. They knew we would probably see. Like I said, if you took your grandma to this aquarium, she'd probably be a little jittery, right? She might look at that shark and say, oh, hell no. I don't know if I want to walk through there. This is why Jesus was telling Paul to come on, get off the boat and walk through the water. Walk on the water. Trust me. It's always a sense of trust with this technology because this is some new shit that the people never to resurrect this technology every generation. This is what all this technology that reset all of the ages. If you take the word ages and put a P in front, what you get? Pages. This is why history keeps repeating itself. Because the simulation is a giant book, and the pages are turning like a revolving door.
Hmm.
And the books start on the same page as end goal. So history and the future is tied together right there. And that's why they repeat itself at that looping point. And we're reaching that, and we're at that looping point right now. And this is the secrets of the diamond ring. Because when you look at a diamond ring, it represents a loophole. And the diamond is where we do what? Tie the knot. That's where we tie the past with the future. And this is why every time we reach the most height of technology, or what we call future technology, we start talking about the Mayan and stuff. You notice that? Every civilization that reached the height of their technology, they start talking more about their ancestors. Why? Because they realize, damn it, we just repeated what the ancestors did. That's why the more technology they come out with, the more they got to say, hey, maybe the ancestors was right about stargates and time traveling. Maybe they weren't stupid. Why? Because we achieving it now. Every generation that achieved it realized they was wrong about their ancestors. Past and the future is married. And whenever you reach future technology, you just went back into the past. That's why they call it back to the future. When we reach in the height of technology, finding out we just redoing what the Mayans did, what the Egyptians did, making CERN portals and trying to achieve immortality with the same exact technology. And the past and the future is tied together. That's what created eternity. Time exists, but infinity is the opposite of time. But infinity and time is a couple, like opposites attract. They marry together. So time is actually infinite. That's a paradox. And infinity actually is bound to time. See the paradox? That's the way nature creates. She cancels out all the energy, so ain't nobody winning. And she don't pick sides. She don't got favorites. She's saying, hey, man, time got the right to exist just like infinity do. So they don't have to find a way to get along. He's saying, look, black won't exist, white won't exist. They got to find a way to get along. And getting along is opposites attracting. That's what the yin-yang represents. Polar opposites getting along. Guess what? Humanity ain't learned that yet. Humanity ain't learned that just because me and you look different and think different, we don't got to go to war. The sun and moon literally teaching us that. The sun ain't nothing like the moon. The man ain't nothing like the woman. We two totally different expressions of the Creator. That is the opposite of right. But they work together to create center. Man is the opposite of woman, but they work together to create time. Sun is the opposite of moon, but they work together to create days, nights, years, months. Now, why can't humans work together? Nature teaching you the secrets to heaven is for polarities to attract and get along. Think about it. If Democrats and Republicans came together right now, we'll make heaven in America. If blacks and whites came together, if this or that, the Crips and Bloods came together, see true peace on earth. That's the law of polarity.
I was addicted to the dark side. Somewhere inside my childhood when it's my heart died. And even though we both came from the same places, the money and the fame made us all change places. How could it be through the misery that came to pass? Some hard times make a true friend afraid to ask. My currency, but you can run to me when you need. And I never leave, honestly. Someone to believe in, as you can see. This small thing to a truth. What could I do? Real homie self, you get through. And come anew, he do the same thing if he could. Cause in the hood, true homies make you feel good. Acting up, call the cops, bringing a thief to the peace that was on my block. It never stops when my mama asked me, will it change? I tell her, yeah, but it's clear I'll always be the same until the end of time. My heart says seem to scare all my sister's kids. So you know, I don't hang around the house much. This all night, money making got me out of touch. Shit, ain't blessed to smile in a long while. An unexpected birth works of the ghetto child. My attitude got me walking solo. Ride all alone in my Lolo. Watching the whole world move in slow-mo. Quiet times disappear, listen to the ocean. Smoking poor state, my thoughts in the sack of posting. Who can I trust in this cold world? My phony homie had a baby by my old girl. But I
ain't trippin', I'm a player, I ain't sweatin' him. I texted this, I had a mummy like a Mexican. This Mexican, no remorse, it was meant to happen. Besides rapping, only thing I did good was rapping. Until the end of time. But death row full of demonstrative. And in the end, drinking Hennessy made all my enemies envy me. So cold when I blow, eliminating easily. Fall to their knees, they plead for their right to bleed. While begging me to keep the peace. What I can see, closer to achieve. In times of danger, don't freeze. Time to be a G. Follow my lead, I supply everything you need. And out the game and the training to make a G. Remember me as an outcast outlaw. Another album out, that's what I'm about. More, getting raw till the day I see my casket buried as a G. While the whole world remembers me until the end of time.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, royalty, royalty, royalty to all. Thank you guys again for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Faruda 7 Oracle. And, guys, that was, you know, this show is entitled Powerful Information That You Know from respected, I think the brother probably be younger than me or a little bit older than me. He's around my age. I'm 39, so young brother, you know, I was, he has such an old soul. A lot of Sagittarius energy do have that old soul. You know, I think that they are the grandfathers and fathers of our astrology aspect. You know, just figuratively speaking, please do not quote me on facts. Do not quote anybody on facts when it comes to here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. The facts are what you decide. The truth is what you decide. Dr. Delvin Blair, the truth is always what you decide. You be your own teacher. You be your own student. You be your own boss. You are your own everything. Never, ever, ever allow anyone to sway you on your journey when you are learning and discovering the beautiful levels and aspects of when it pertains to the you, all right, which is us, by the way, but you know what I mean. All right, guys, royalty eternal, your mic is unmuted. Royalty on to you.
Peace, greetings, brother. How you feeling?
How I'm feeling, I am feeling recharged. Well, not really completely recharged, but I'm in a state of recharging. So I've been resting these last 2 days. So just still recharging.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
It's just how you.
That thing was profound, man. I'm determined, bro. I'm determined, determined. It was like, I got to see
that's
this outcome become this outcome. You know, I know most people say you run a race,
coming.
But shoot, I'm running a marathon.
Yeah, the baby's
okay.
Coming soon. You said Virgo
yeah.
Pisces? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Virgo
there's
Pisces.
That again.
It's the flip. It's the flip. So as Virgo goes into Pisces and Pisces goes into Virgo, this is where the beginning for my good stage starts to come back in full effect, you know. And it's ironic that I had to just look at Miss Myra. Those who haven't, start looking at her too. She kind of gives you a good get before yourself, before you got before yourself. Because you find out you could catch up before you get ahead of yourself and say some words that you'd be like, oh, let me take my foot out of my mouth. And so she's basically letting us know about holistic, like we're more holistic people, those who are aware of their backside of themselves. Like you talk junk. What would that do if you were talking junk? You know, what's the side effect behind it? You know what I mean? What's your personal to non-personal? Because sometimes you get personal, but then it's also because you was personal, it made you have to go into being non-personal. What I mean by that is that you'll probably say something out of line, right? And even though it wasn't to you out of line, it was something you took, you know, personal. You say, wait a minute, what you mean black people aren't this, is always like this, you know? And then it said, no, I was talking about, you know, this brother that was throwing this stuff on the ground. I was in reference to the black people that do that. And he's like, oh, okay. He wasn't talking about me. Yeah, you took on the word black. And so as soon as you heard the word black, you just jumped right on in there. This is what we got to be mindful of, that you have a backside to yourself as much as you have a front side. So it's the simple explanation of don't ask the question quick. Did I realize what? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, I was just going to say there was a lot. I was going to say there was a lot discussed on higher levels. How do you feel about some of the stuff that bro was teaching on?
Well, that's the explanation to this. Like, you're going to find your low point, and then that's the reason why. You ran into the low point because you're getting ready to run into your high point.
Okay.
You want to run away from this, you know, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But like you got too much to bear with, like because you got Stranger Things always being popping up in front of you, like, oh, what is that? You know, your first reaction. Yeah, but that's, should you always do that? Because what if your mama was, you know, maybe she had some makeup that she just thought looked good, or maybe she puts that mask stuff, that mud stuff on her face at night. She's trying to clear her bumps and pimples that's on her face. So, you know, the approach, first approach might not always be the best approach when we're thinking that that's the best approach when someone approaches us and we don't know how to grasp what's going on in that approach. Being able to, just like how you see it, the healing factuals, is what are those places, the portals that you can go to find these higher portals? Because as Sanchez was saying, women, y'all are accountable for all of this power that's actually being released. Now, of course, men, we're accountable for tricking the woman so that this power will be all hitting us, smacking us in the head. Now, we want to blame women. However, we got to blame what we started at. So if I said the chicken came before the egg, then that'll be like saying, I know my mother before I came into existence. Jay-Z came up with a song that said, 99 problems and the B wasn't one. Well, the 99 problems is not a problem. The 99 solutions that we get from our feminine energy. And what was the one was the man, the masculine energy. He ended up coming into the existence because she said, look, I ain't going to keep picking up and do this and do that and do that. I got to have something else as another being to do that. And so we were developed for the muscles while the woman was developed for the brain. Now, of course, that made us look at it like, yo, did you just demoralize me? So from the extremes, we had to go to the in-between. And a lot of us are learning that right now. Like some of us are really strong at, because I had a strong grandma. I didn't realize she was so strong that she was one of these masculine women. So when you like, if you can go into what Brother Sanchez is speaking, the Stranger Things, is basically saying you got to go into yourself and find why are you thinking these stranger things are getting even more stranger. It's an unawareness, a fear, a false evidence appearing real. And we'll make it bigger and bigger. And, you know, if you go into the series of Stranger Things, you find out, like, they're going through it, so many loops of it that there's, like, a fourth season. I was like, what the? Now, I was mad. This brother gave me the DVD of Stranger Things, and I wanted to see it. I said, bro, I want to see Stranger Things. Everybody's talking about it so much. I need to know what they're talking about because I feel like I'm out of the loop. So I get it. He gives it to me, and I put it in. And I'm like, wait a minute. I saw it on Netflix a little bit. I didn't see the whole thing. I just saw a little bit. And I was intrigued by the beginning. It was like some racing around, going through this room, don't know who it is, this big old shadow coming from out of nowhere. So now that's your shadow. You know what I mean? You're running away from the shadow. Now, mindless to say, he didn't know what series I was talking about. So when he sent it to me, he gave me the fourth season. So I put it in, and I'm seeing the ending of a beginning, and like it's basically like the middle of the movie. So I'm like, wait a minute, this feels like what's happening right now. So I was like, did he just give me the wrong? And then I looked, I popped it back out. I said, oh, this says season four. I said, oh. So if you think about resurrection, people resurrect in their fourth season. People resurrect in their 13th chakra. People resurrect. Why they call it the 13th chakra? Because that's the 13th zodiac. You're actually coming into a new one, a beginning new one of yourself. So we say new one, you hear the word neo or neon or neolithic. All these words are still connected to the actual totems that's on the ground that's given us the science that's on the ground. That's the frequencies that let us know what's in the spellbound. So when we talk about spellbound, that's the symbols or the sigils that's on the ground or on the wall or on the ceiling. And so that's what's our empowering energy. And the more you can realize this, this is what we call feng shui. So all your answers are going to come from all different multiverses, whether it be your shadow world, whether it be your light world, you know what I mean, whether it be your dark world. And when I said shadow world, you probably thought I was saying the dark world. No, the shadow world is basically you. Your dark world is basically what's around you. So when I'm talking about dark world, like dark crystals, people get scared when you hear the word dark, but it's represented of the D with an arch energy. So if you know about David, David had to go into the den. He had to actually be in the den of the darkness. But the den represents D-A-N, just like himself. David became Dan. See, like T-H-N, Dan, like then, T-H-E-N. You rather do this then rather than do that. So this is like a separational word, yet it's like a cell reselling itself. So just like David, he had to resell himself and became Daniel coming out the den. It's just like the Jedi going in the dark and coming out and finding out he's light. So what's going on is the lioness are in the den, but they don't tell us this story. They only say lions are in the den. So now you're thinking everything's masculine. Well, guess what? Everything happens to have some masculine, but it's in the feminine energy first in order for it to have even masculine energy. So that's what it was, this mixed up, pixel-flix like. Man can't fight himself. If he do, he's going to kill himself. And man can't fight woman, because if he do, he's going to kill himself. And man can't fight his child, because if he do, he's going to really look bad, and that's going to kill himself. So there's the three levels that we have to learn, not to fight my mother, not to fight my father, and I definitely can't fight the child that I'm now developing, and that's within myself first. for all these other children that's now being developed, we got some work to do because we might have done some damage. And those are those living double gangers, the small qua energy that we were speaking on, his brothers were speaking on, to become an elf.
No,
now he could become a troll. He could become a troll.
Yep.
And now he takes tolls. And he's going to take a toll of how much and toll intolerance. So you might whip the little child, but that whipping child becomes a whipping man. And now that man is this look like a basically, if you get to the part I'm at, it becomes this big old look like a spider extended out and now hitting every corner, every point to destroy what's going on in front of us because we gave it to him. We got to know what kind of love we're giving each other. Go ahead.
I have a question, and it seems to be a disconnect. It seems to be a disconnect, you know, with, you know, like if someone says, don't fight your mother or don't do these things, and we know that coming through the processes that, you know, ultimately these things are true. But I feel that there is a huge disconnect, not only with myself, but with a lot of people that really isn't trying to hear that because why is it that we do not sit down and explain and talk about these things? We only talk about them when the damage has already been done and when it's kind of too late. So
that's a problem in our society. Well, the damage is done because the imagination is greater. If someone gave you pain, it's only because you imagined it first. Like, I can't really, if I see a hole, I'm going to fall in that hole because I already imagined the hole.
Okay.
I had someone call me just recently and said, I had this bad dream. They didn't tell me it was a bad dream. However, I knew it was a bad dream because it's not solved yet. What we got to do is we got to face our dreams. We call it dreams, yet we call it dreams even in nightmares. So how is it a knight that's noble and a mare that's a horse we call it a nightmare? That's why I was going back to the grandma. The grandma, basically, she been my mother and my father. You know what I'm saying? Because my grandfather left my grandmother. But it was in a process he couldn't grasp what she was trying to basically show him because he was wrapped up in religion. Religion can help, just as they say, help a family. It also can hurt a family. So it separated the family, causing another family to be created. That's what I was saying about the seed. You can't just throw stuff in the seed without realizing you're creating a seed that's learning tolerance versus tact. Now, you're going to teach them tact, but that's not the tact you really are good at. That's just the tact you know, and that's what you feel like you're good at. So you didn't grow any further than the tact you gave that child. Like, put that down before you hurt yourself. And then they said, why are you telling them like that? Because if that child hurt themselves, they're going to hurt themselves. And then they're like, okay, you're right. However, you're using emotional influence. That's emotional power. That's not emotional intelligence. So now what the child is going to end up doing is having to develop the mental and the physical, but there's a spiritual missing. And when that child overcomes all that you was teaching that child, he's going to find that because it was there all along. It would never stop. So when we're done wrong or somebody hurt you or damaged you, the Most High was there with you too. Now you're probably saying, well, why didn't you jump out? No. I was the one that kept you where you're at bay so that you wouldn't kill yourself. This is for your tolerance. Right now, you're looking at it, this is the worst thing ever. Because you're right now in it. It's only till you get past things can you get out of it. We have to start to do what we call accept, even the unaccepted. You know what I'm saying? So when I found out my grandma is like basically the bridge worker to everything, molding everything together, even though she got cancer in her breast and, you know, her chest is basically one. She got two at first, what I thought, but it was one. She got the wig on her head. She got the little cigarette in her mouth. She's still trying to cook food for us. And in the midst of her cooking food, it was metal food that was taught in the military that now my granddad basically showed her because that was the best thing he could give her. And now I'm eating the religion and the military. on the plate. So to wake up to that, and then my dad wake me up, smack me in the butt, get me up so I can go get whatever he wants, you find out that all of us got some kind of tolerance, soldier mentality, robotic mentality. The non-knowing the spiritual, because we thought spiritual was, we already did that. Spiritual is not you already did that. Spiritual is supposed to keep on doing that. And whatever we're doing is not, if it's not working, you get rid of that and you got find out how to fix it, not say, oh, that now I'm spiritual. How? What made you spiritual? No, you spirited. That's what an ED. It means you got a past and it's still working, but it ain't working. you work with the spirited side. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be spiritual all. That means what every element, you should be able to know how to see where your stuff is in that too. Not block it off. Now say, oh, that's the devil. See, the moment you say you're attracted to it, it's also the moment you say you're repulsive towards it. Just like when they say, oh, man, you're a king. But then they say, oh, he a peasant. He just did a peasant thing right in front of me. Wait a minute now. I'm supposed to be the king, the peasant, and the person in the middle. Oh, you didn't bring that up. That's okay. This is how we're learning the three stages of everyone. Some of us are attentive. Some of us are unattentive. And some of us are right in between. Wondering, should I be attentive? Should I not? Let me look. Let me make a decision for myself. That's your spiritual side right there talking to you. Making sure whether you're accountable, non-accountable, or accountable, or non-accountable. You see what I'm saying? The spells are how we spell ourselves constantly in the continuum. But if we don't recognize it, it's because it was done in birth. And so now you have to go back, forgive your mama, forgive your father. Still get ready. I got to go over there to where all my little incest stuff happened and forgive that area that I was in. What? I'm going to pause on that. Maybe I ain't. Ultimately, I got a purification in that area. Because that's the only way I'm going to get right. That's the only way I'm going to see my future processing without damaging more damage that's already been damaged. My father came to me like just 2 days ago. And he was in the back talking about, I created you. I said, well, you created me. However, I created myself too. Let's not forget that. You got to have a creation of yourself too. Otherwise, it's not you and your, it's not your mother and your father. It's you, your mother, and your father. You can't say, oh, my father did it. Oh, my mother did it. And then there's not
you
even
three.
Them. That's just a physical. Yeah, you agreed.
You
to
three
come
got
here.
Together. Together in order for you to be here. You were a huge part of that.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You agreed 3 months before the 9 months of birth gestation. So you cannot not blame yourself. You cannot not blame yourself. Now, it could be confusing because you say every 9 months is your birthday or every 12 months is your birthday, or you've been lying to yourself to say every year is your birthday and not know that's really 9 months. That's why it's confusing to everyone. That's why a lot of us are stuck into confusion. And it's just time to wake up and get all of our confusion stuck in. You know, we're like cows in the chattel. And now we're just going to the sheep herd and just getting cut up for no reason. But we're following other people blindly and saying that that's the right way to go. Is it? You didn't even have a flashlight and you went straight with this other person. I got a client coming in, so I'm going to talk to you.
Okay, all right. We're going to go ahead and end it, Eternal. We don't have that much time left anyway. So
that's okay.
Well, I'm going to talk for a little bit and see if you can come back and close.
Okay, cool.
All right. All right, guys.
I'm still listening.
Okay. Eternal said something very key and profound, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's that we all three of us, you know, have all three of you guys, you know, pretty much agree, you know, in conception, you know. But here's the thing. I love our older generations and our elders and stuff like that. I like to talk on, you know, the bridges of separation. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of bridges of separation between, you know, us feeling that a lot of the older and elder generations like to control narratives, you know, and really not truly listen to the youth, you know what I'm saying? But I feel that it's something that's going to come up, more later. Another key thing you kind of spoke on is about, you know, the mistakes that a lot of us make. And a lot of us do make mistakes, but there is not a lot of sharing of how, you know, how the mistake was made and how, you know, what we did to get through the mistake. You know what I'm saying? In this society, we are so gung-ho and so fixed in the on the solution base, you know, of a goal or a depiction of what it should be. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you know, just to anybody who may be, you know, like forgiving yourself, you know what I'm saying? Forgiving yourself for any destructive pattern or destructive thing that you may have done when you didn't know better, but you have to grow through in order to do better. Now that appreciation, even when we see people fucking up and then they them growing through, you know what I'm saying, on how to get better. That part, you know, guys. So I feel that it's very important, again, to trust your process, know your process, love your process, you know, and get into an ultimate goal for yourself. You know what I mean? For yourself, guys. I don't even want to even recant and touch with some of the teachings that Brother Sanchez was talking about, guys. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. He's definitely someone that you guys should definitely go listen to. So I'm going to play, what am I going to play real quick? I'm going to play this clip that is great, by the way. Eternal, just let me know in the background when you're back. Or better yet, I am going to do this to close the show. So, yeah, I'm going to do this to close the podcast, guys. We definitely appreciate you guys. Join us. Are you back? Okay, soon come. Okay. All right, so let me see what I can play real quick. I'll do a short one then.
A message to women. You deserve heaven to be called pretty. You deserve better than to get upset and go online to act petty. You deserve better than to be on hold. You deserve better than to hold on to someone who's already let go. You deserve better than to be held inconvenience. You deserve better than to keep your relationship low-key because someone might see it and someone might ask questions and someone might wonder why someone like you would rather hang around a boy who won't commit when someone like them is ready to love you. Is ready to learn you. Ready to show you who you are. Paint you a picture of you through his eyes and convince you that you are indeed art. Show you the way he's mesmerized, the way your broken heart still beats, the way it flutters when whole eyes and yours meet, the way it silences to express its beat. Show you how much he realizes you need healing from this hurting. I know you. I know something about what you've been through. I know some days feel like heavy weights and hearts with protection that you failed to break through. And I know what it's like to put heartbreak on hold for the love of your life. Forget relationships, take two. I know he forgot to say I love you too. I know he forgot to stay faithful. I know you forgot about the time you promised yourself you'd do better. But every time you try to leave, something keeps pulling you back, telling you this is the best you'll ever have in life. Stay the night. Every night he misses you after remembering your head and how good it works and how good it feels to know no matter how bad it gets, you always come back. he does too. We know the way your stomach drops at the thought of him loving someone better, so he knows you won't search for better, and I know you deserve better. I know you deserve better than to have your spirit bruised. I know you deserve someone who empowers you. I know just how beautiful you could be if only you could see your own self-value, and I know you. You're a collection of paradoxes. You're a compilation of food for thought. You're a woman before all things. You're more a lover than a fighter after all, it seems. You're special. Listen to me. You are special. And I know you deserve way better than to settle.
All right, so that's what I missed. The rift between men and women. They say honor thy mother, respect thy mother, and do all that. And I do ultimately agree. Again, there is such rift that has been going on that, you know, went unsaid, that, you know how you just kind of stuff something, and then ultimately it erupts. And then when it erupts, you can't control the eruption. That is what has been going on, or that is what is going on between the rift of our men and our women. There are a lot of guys who, you know, just pretty much are just subconsciously on, you know, respect that woman. You know, they're tailored, they're meek, they're passive, they're, you know what I'm saying? Or they pretty much know the ultimate ways of life. There is nothing wrong with these different types, but I want people to understand that everybody is not the same. Everybody did not have the same experience. A lot of us men are angry and livid at our women for very valid reasons. A lot of us, I mean, is there really a tailored way that one expresses itself? You know what I'm saying? So instead of our women, and this is just suggestive, you guys. This is coming straight from my heart. And instead of, you know, attempting to control a certain narrative as far as the eruption is concerned, why are we not concerned on why are the men so angry at us? I love Sister Sister Myra from Brother Rich's channel. From Brother Rich's channel, because Sister Maya, you know, she understands that, you know, this may be a war, and I'm not putting words in her mouth. This is what I got from it. She understands that there's a war right now against the woman. My personal family are angry with me because having combative challenges with my mother. And I feel that however it may look, you know, I feel that it's still overall a growth for all of us, for men and for women. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to end the show with this, actually. I'm going to end it today, Eternal, because this is coming straight from my heart. And you know, I love our women, and you know, there's just a lot of men that are going to be, and this is my message to women, that are going to be angry, I mean livid, to pretty much want to just slice your throat. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean in a physical way. She in here now. Okay, cool. I don't mean in a physical way. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I'm telling Eternal that I'm ending. And now, you know, guys, so, you know, a message to our youth also. You know, it may seem that you maybe go combative, and then the elders or seniors may make you feel a type of way for being your most authentic self. But I want to encourage you to always keep going. Always be so expressive. Eternal, I'm going to end it with this. If you don't mind, Eternal, I'm going to end it with this today. Because
dang, bro, I ain't gonna say nothing, man. Dang, bro. I got
all right,
that, man.
Dang. Okay. All right, cool.
Man,
we'll go with the
man.
We'll go with the flow.
About
okay.
Breast cancer. I had to go through right, some hardship, man. There's some real stuff right
finish.
Here you into right now.
Let me finish my thoughts. A message to our youth. You know what I'm saying? Just you know, continue to express yourself and continue to. Be that of, you know, your free mind and your imagination and your free will, you know, to do so. And, again, my message to women, I know it's all together, guys, but my message to women is, guys, although it may seem like, you know, things are bad and up against you, just know that some things happen, some things that are uncomfortable happen for you, not to destroy you. And that's all I got. All right, Eternal.
Absolutely. I like that, bro. That was that man. That was profound right there.
It came from the heart, brother.
Yeah, bro. I mean, hey, that's the best way to kind of come
not
from. Because otherwise, it'd be like, man,
did you write that?
Who wrote
I did.
That? I need to know the quote.
I felt the drive, brother. Instead of using my ego for one, I used my heart. You know.
Yeah, good thanks, bro. I mean, that's how earth linking, putting ourselves back into check of ourselves. Because we have balance. We do have balance. But usually when you see the off balance,
yeah.
That creates your balance. You know, some people say, I'm not perfect. And I'm like, no. See, that's not how you're supposed to do it. So you're going now except not taking care of the responsibility. That's what we have issues with. Some of us are looking at other people and saying, he's not responsible. Or... he should be old enough to learn, or he not man enough, or she not woman enough, and that's where we're throwing spells on it. We got to stop that. Us as people, we got to stop doing the crabs in the barrel. That's why the crabs, that's what we're going into now, the Leo energy, the crabs in the barrel, your family, stop throwing your crabs, your sister, your brother, your mother, your others even, in a barrel, because, you know, when you put them in the barrel, guess what? They're coming out the gun, all right? If you don't know Ogun, why don't keep putting them in the barrel and see what happens? Because you playing with fire right now. You playing with fire and it's on water right now. So maybe you don't know about your currency, because that's what water does, give you current.
Yeah.
But if you drying yourself out, it's only because you put too much fire on it. So that's why our elements are really needed to know how much air you're giving it balance. Don't outbalance it. Because if, like my brother said, don't let it be your ego get you in trouble. Because that's like too much bass.
Yeah.
That's how we still make music, yeah. 369. Some of us forgot about the 12. So 12 yourself.
Yeah.
Identify where your health is,
yeah.
Your healing side. That's where 11 is. Identify where your use is, because that's where your 10 is at. Identify where your I see it better. That's where your 9 is at. If you start to go into your going back into yourself, your 8, how you eat yourself into this relationship. Because you ate it. Now 7, you eat it. Because that's what balance does anyway when you relate it. Now 6, how do you feel that, okay, I got in this mix. Okay, you did. Okay, you married it. Now how are you not scared of it anymore? Because that's what marry and scary. People thinking, oh, I'm scary of Mary. Because what, she brought hell to you? Her name is Helen. So you're saying because her name is wrong, you're going to say she's wrong? Look at her in a different name. Don't call her Helen. Call her Ellen. Call her different nomenclature energy versus her name itself. Because I know when we say, my mama named me that, it's a little different when you say, my father named me that. If you go to the senior and junior, you're going to be less of.
I got you.
Because that's where you came from. But now if you can see greater from, now you can say father of and mother of. Because see, now that's where you born yourself at. So that's why you got to go back to 5. What is 5 about? I'm alive. I'm a Leo. I'm energy. I know I got to do something. This is, oh, man, going to the club. I don't know. But when you find out a club ain't your club, maybe you have to do some 4s and realize, where's your family? Who really is your friends? Who are associates? because it might be lesser than the four. Now before, now it's the four, the form energy. So now how you look at three? What is three? Is it unity? Is it talking about making up the unified field like Gemini? The gem in the eye, the rough in the dirt and the rough, the sand, hard pressure, turned it into a diamond, a coal, because they had to leave themselves, because they couldn't tell everybody else the same thing that they were telling in the first place, because nobody was listening to them, Gemini. Oh, they pushed, they won two. No, that's two, that's Taurus. But, I forgot, you sacrificed the Taurus. So when you said duality, one, two, you didn't know that three could be yourself, your mother and your father, yourself. So when you say one, two, and battle one or battle two, you're battling your mama, you're battling your father. Don't battle them people. They're not here for you to battle anyway. They're here for you to learn the lessons from. That's where you came from, right?
Right.
Okay. Now where you going? Okay. Now we can see present. Three with a reset from the zero, mark zero, is ground zero for us. And those that know ground zero, restart yourself. I say, yo, give thanks, respect.
All right. I say, guys.
Yo, turn my music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more.
Thank you. chemistry.